Everything Country, 94.7 KTTS. This is going to happen a lot tomorrow.
What?
Well, you don't argue, you discuss.
Oh, okay, Rick.
Don't argue, discuss. This is what the pros tell you now.
Yeah, no, they're right on the money.
Don't have an argument.
Yeah.
Have a discussion.
Good luck.
And it starts with listening.
Oh.
Because what happens so much of the time now is we're locked in on where we're at, and you mm-hmm. don't even want to hear the other side. Forget it. I've made up my mind. I'm done.
You cut them off. You don't let them talk.
Don't even want to hear you.
Nobody else can have an opinion.
Nope. And you're not going to change mine, so just don't even talk.
I don't. What would people even talk about this time of year? What?
Oh, there'll be plenty.
Going on?
There'll be plenty.
I mean, pick a topic. Ouch.
Here's what they said. The aim of a discussion should not be proving who is right, but conveying that you care about the particular issue. Show the person with whom you're speaking that you care about what they say.
Okay.
Listen.
Yes.
When you listen, go all in. Don't be locked in. Actually listen to what they're saying.
And then turn around and go in the bathroom, scream into a towel. Go back to eating mashed potatoes. Well,
either you throw a drumstick at them or something.
I don't think that's...
But they said the key to this whole thing...
Yes, okay.
To keep Thanksgiving civil...
Yeah,
is listening. Just to listen.
Okay. And then scream into a towel if you need
You can express your side of the story too, but you have to listen to theirs. Now, coming up here in just a second, we're going to talk about don't drop the anchor and don't be out to win.
Okay.
It's not a battle.
It's going to be hard, Rick.
Well, I'm thinking it's probably impossible, but I'll share these with you anyway.
KTTS, Nancy and Rick.
All right, we're discussing the impossible here.
Are we?
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah, no, it is impossible.
But, okay, there's going to be a lot of gatherings tomorrow.
And we haven't seen each other in a while. A lot of people are getting together for the first time in a long time.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. And there may be some differing opinions on various things.
What?
And it may come up in conversation.
No.
So the experts are saying, okay, it's going to happen. However, the thing is, don't argue. Discuss. And the main thing to do is to listen.
Yes.
Listen. And they said, don't drop the anchor.
What does that mean?
Well, that's where you start by staking your position and you refuse to budge.
Oh.
And they call that dropping the anchor.
Okay.
Instead, listen to the other person's point of view. Doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but you may learn something that you didn't know or maybe you weren't aware of. The whole key thing to the whole thing is listen. And don't be out to win. Don't think of the discussion of the dinner table as an opportunity to convince the other person of your view.
Get out of town, Charlie Brown.
Think of it as a way to test. This does make sense. Think of it as a way to test and improve your opinion and to gain a better understanding of how the other side feels. It is rarely productive to nitpick their remarks or opinions just so you feel like you won. Don't drop the anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be out to win.
The best advice I ever got was from my friend, Curly Clark. You guys ever heard of her? And she said the best answer is you may be right. You're not saying they're right. You're not saying they're wrong.
That's a good response.
You may be right. And then walk away because you didn't say they were right.
That's
but you
good.
Didn't
That's
say good. They were wrong.
But don't forget to listen. And cling to your sense of humor.
And then go in the bathroom and scream in the towel, like I've said before.
Or hurl the drumstick. I don't know.